8:52 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday for Halloween. And I just was frightened out of my skull a moment ago because Bronson Rasmussen walked in here and
booga, booga, booga.
Bronson, no, he doesn't have a scary costume on this morning. He is, you know, Bronson, I didn't mention this to you earlier, but you would be a perfect matchup for part of my grandchildren who will be trick or treating tonight because they are going to be dressed up like dinosaurs.
Oh, I see.
So tell us what you're dressed up as today.
Well, today I am dressed up from a character from Jurassic Park as Dr. Alan Grant.
Aha. And a very nice costume it is. All right. You're here for the Week in Review.
We are.
Tri-County Insider News. We always look forward to it. And we're at limited time this morning, but we do have several minutes ahead of us. So let's get it started. Tell us over this past week, what were the top stories in Tri-County Insider News?
Yeah, our top story came out through a police report. We had a Penfield man who is now facing charges after police allegedly found 127 bags of fentanyl and other drugs. On October 22nd, state police went to Hoovertown Road in Penfield to serve a active warrant for 46-year-old David Levendusky. And then when they went to go serve this warrant, they saw several drug-related items out in plain view. So then after getting a search warrant, they said that they found these 127 bags with fentanyl and other drugs, glass smoking pipes, weapons. So now he was taken into custody and is facing several drug charges.
Yeah, pretty sizable drug bust there in northern Clearfield County taking place just in the past couple of weeks. What else do we have as a top story in local news?
Well, this one I'll include multiple. Over the past week and a half or so, we have been every day coming out with stories for Meet the Candidates.
Yeah.
Those running for the future City of Dubois Council and the judge of the Court of Common Pleas. So those all came out over this past week, week and a half. So take your time, go listen to those either through our podcast that we have or just read the story and hear what the candidates had to say so you can be informed when it comes to election time next Tuesday.
Here it is, believe it or not. Yeah. Just talked with State Representative Arminini about that as well. But yes, those all of those podcasts, those interviews and Bronson stories available at connectradio.fm.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our next category, and that is when we take a look and see which stories our listeners interacted with the most. What were the most interacted with stories this past week?
Well, this one I have is an active series, more or less, going on for the past couple weeks, and it still has to do with the Dubois budget. The latest one we had was this past Wednesday, where lawmakers went back and they listened to their initial input that was put in last week. First one was they were looking at the garbage and possibly changing those services, see if we can get a cheaper bill. However, looking into that, saw that if we even tried to make a change, everyone's rates would just go up. So they're keeping it as it is. However, looking into that, they found some additional revenue coming in through the garbage fund. So previously we had said that the city and township, once they combine, will be at about $950,000 deficit. Well, now that's only $400,000. So not as bad as of a burden. However, lawmakers are still trying to figure out where they can cut services or increase taxes, and it's quite a line for them to be on.
I think the budget story for Dubois will remain one of the most interacted with stories here over the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
All right, Bronson, before we let you go, we need to know, what is your pick here on this Halloween morning? What's your pick of the top story of the week? This is Bronson's choice.
And good thing you mentioned that, because it is Halloween. So the one I chose is to really be safe during this time. Experts tell you to make sure that when you put your child into their costume, make sure they're bright, have some sort of reflectiveness on them, whether that be tape that you put on yourself or a part of the costume. Make sure they have something like a flashlight or anything of the sort. And to be sure to always inspect that candy before you actually let your children start eating it, because you never know what could happen.
Absolutely. Always good advice, good tips. And one more I might add, always be on the lookout for people dressed up as Jurassic Park characters.
Why not?
Yeah.
You'll see me definitely if you come to our Sunny 106 parade here on Long Avenue tonight.
Yep. All taking place before trick-or-treating, which is from 6 to 8 throughout Dubois and Sandy Township. So, hey, Bronson, thanks. I hope you have a happy Halloween and enjoy yourself during the parade and trick-or-treating.
And we'll see you all in November.